House Bill 1301 seeks to increase the daily pay rate for rural lawmakers from $150 to $183. The Pueblo Chieftain first broke the story and how it quietly passed in the House with wide bipartisan support.
Unfortunately, I think that there are those who choose to make this an issue because it seems sexy or it seems interesting, when in fact all it really is a legislative appropriations bill.
That's Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch. He's one of the main sponsors. The daily expense allowance for lawmakers is directly tied to federal reimbursement rates. For the last several years, lawmakers have voted to suspend the automatic pay raise because of the tough economic times. But not this year. McNulty defends his vote, even though it won't apply to him.
Serving in the legislature is more of a burden on non-metro legislators. We get to go home, we get to eat at our own kitchen tables, we don't have to rent a place here during session for the 5 months that we're in session. So there's a big difference. And I did support the provisions of 1301.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader John Morse of Colorado Springs says he'll support the daily pay increase when it comes to the Senate.
The reality is, on both sides of the aisle, it's really hard to recruit candidates. This shouldn't be just a rich person's game. If you can't afford to pay some of your expenses out of your own pocket, then you need not apply to run to represent your fellow citizens. I just think that's fundamentally wrong.
Every state lawmaker earns $30,000 each year. The daily pay rate during the legislative session is above and beyond that. Moore says he's barely scraping by.
I've dug myself a financial hole enough that I'm going to night school so that I can make up all that lost income in the future, as soon as I get out of here.
But not every lawmaker supports the pay raise. Two Democratic representatives, Joe McClosey and Sal Pace, were both running for Congress, voted against it, as did many lawmakers who are in tight re-elections. Republican House Majority Leader Amy Stevens of Monument, who's facing a tough primary battle, was the only member of leadership who did not sponsor the bill. House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino of Denver didn't want to go on the record about his yes vote.
So if there's a perception that it's a bad vote for somebody politically, then maybe it's a bad vote.
Democratic Budget Committee member Claire Levy of Boulder says she couldn't in good conscience vote for a salary increase for rural lawmakers, especially when the state is having to make deep budget cuts and state workers haven't had a pay raise in 4 years.
I have had department heads make presentations about how poorly paid their employees are, how they're having trouble retaining employees. And I was a little irritated then that this increase just sailed through without any debate or discussion. I just felt it was a terrible double standard.
The measure now heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee for a hearing, but given the recent backlash, it faces an uncertain future. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.